This is the Mizzou Sports Podcast, presented by the Columbia Daily Tribune.
Welcome to another edition of the Mizzou Sports Podcast. I'm Danny Jones, joined by Peter Baugh and Cameron Teague Robinson. Let's see. So we've had quite the week of Mizzou sports again. They never fail to deliver, either good or bad. But the last couple days have been interesting because the men's basketball team and the women's basketball team both played pretty big matchups. We also have a lot of Olympic sports going on, so we'll actually start with Olympic sports. So, Peter, that's been your realm of expertise since joining the Trib a couple weeks ago. What updates can you give us from the Olympic sports front? You have wrestling going on right now. You have, what else is going on? You have
Women's basketball.
Well, obviously, women's basketball is kind of become its own category, too. But first, so tell us about the wrestling team. And they had a huge win last weekend over a top-ranked team in the country.
Yeah, they're up to number three in the country. And they wrestled at number five, Oklahoma State, which is a traditionally very tough place to wrestle. That's the reputation among NCAA wrestling. And Mizzou went in there and they won. And they won with behind Jaden Ironman, who was named NCAA Wrestler of the Week because he beat the number five wrestler in his weight class in the country. And they just kind of, they went in there and did their thing. And it was they now have a very good chance to end the season undefeated. I would predict that they'll easily win the MAC tournament. And then you're looking at NCAAs where you have Penn State and Ohio State ahead of them. And there's a pretty sizable gap between those teams and the rest of the field, but you never know what happens at those tournaments because it all comes down to just 3 days and how you perform then. So you could be looking at a top three team come NCAAs and maybe, if things fell into place, a national champion. But I think that would be pretty tough because of how good Penn State and Ohio State are.
So I think that's been... Yeah, Mizzou has been so good over the last couple of years, and there's always been that thought that if everything comes together at the national tournament, then maybe, you know, this could be the year that Mizzou wins a national championship in something. When Mizzou won the national duels 2, maybe 3 years ago, they went into the national tournament, and I think there was a strong thought that this is going to be the year because they've already done it on a national stage. They've already beat some of the country's best wrestling programs, but kind of fell apart that year. And now without Jaden Cox, the best wrestler in program history, they've been able to really redevelop, and like their middle classes are so good. And Jaden Ironman, like you said, National Wrestler of the Week, another Columbia kid.
Another Columbia Jaden.
Right, another Columbia Jaden. Have you gotten a sense for how much the team relies on him? Is he kind of the centerpiece for the squad, you think?
I don't know if... I mean, he's certainly one of the key wrestlers, but I don't think you can necessarily call him the centerpiece because you have a guy like Joey LaValle, who was number two in the country last year. He wrestled in the NCAA finals as a redshirt junior. You've got a guy like Grant Leith, who's really come in and stepped up, and he's performed really well. And you've got John Ernesti, who's nationally ranked. So I think top to bottom, they have a lot of big pieces. But you could certainly say that Jaden Ironman's one of the top wrestlers on the team. I think that's definitely fair to say.
Maybe just being a local kid, he stands out.
Yeah.
From our perspective, the MAC, the regular season, that's already wrapped up, right? They've already taken care of that.
Who's won that?
When does the MAC tournament start? Coming up here probably end of the month, end of February?
It might be in March. It's in a few weeks. We have a little bit of time before then because they still have a few duels left, all on the road. But all of those are pretty winnable. None are against top-ranked teams. Northern Iowa is ranked, but I would expect Mizzou to win that. Cam's pulling up when the MAC tournament starts.
Mm-hmm.
And then NCAAs, I know, is in Cleveland, Ohio this year.
Cleveland Pride. Classic. Cameron with the fist pump. Have you found when the MAC championship is yet?
It's loading.
Okay. Mizzou lost the MAC tournament, March 3rd and 4th.
I think last year they lost the MAC regular season and won the MAC tournament.
Okay, I remember a very passionate interview from Jaden Cox last year after one of those two things happened. And he was extremely upset with his teammates for what he perceived to be just a bad showing when they really needed a good showing. And that memory stands out. Jaden, of course, went on to win the national championship, but that was kind of shocking that Mizzou didn't win the MAC. It's gotten to that point where Mizzou's such a dominant program in the MAC that a title is pretty much the expectation annually.
Definitely.
You said Penn State and Ohio State are so good. What would have to happen for Mizzou to even come close to challenging them?
I mean, if you pull off a few upsets, you never really know what can happen. I know. So what happened a few years ago when Mizzou was favored going in, they had a wrestler disqualify. So they lost all their team points for that. And then a guy like Jaden Cox, who they expected to win or at least get pretty far, he didn't end up winning. They had Alan Waters, who's the number one seed. He didn't end up winning that year. So you've got to like look at if there's a few upsets, then that can really mess up your team points, which is what happened to Mizzou a few years ago. So they've kind of got to hope that something like that happens with Ohio State and Penn State, and just that their wrestlers do well. So, I mean, it's definitely not out of the realm of possibility. I would say it's highly unlikely, but it's definitely not impossible.
Okay. So the wrestling team is on the road for the rest of the year.
Yes.
No more meets here at Mizzou, but some big tournaments coming up. What others? So you have some spring sports that have started. Softball's black and gold game is this weekend.
Yeah.
Tennis has already gone on the road with some events. What other updates do you have from the Olympic sports beat?
Sure. Well, I know that gymnastics is on the road this week, but they're in town next Friday, which is kind of could be a cool thing to watch. Number one, I believe LSU is coming to town, and they have a gymnast named Maya Hambrick, who's really, really good. So that could be a draw for Mizzou fans to come watch. You've got swimming. SEC championships are coming up pretty soon. Those are in Texas at Texas A&M this year. And then you've got some tennis matches at home. That I think they'll be at home next weekend. So definitely plenty of options if you're trying to get to a sporting event.
So the gymnastics team, real quick, and this is an annual thing, compete in the toughest league in the country.
Yes.
But where do they stand on a national scale at this moment?
They had a tough meet last week. So they dipped from number 17 to number 23. So they compete tonight at Georgia. And see, gymnastics is interesting because you can lose meets. Like tonight, that it's likely that they'll lose to Georgia, but their ranking will probably go up because their average score will probably go up because they didn't do great last week, and I'd expect them to bounce back.
Yeah, so back when I was in college, I spent a year covering the gymnastics team too. And what it's all predicated on, it's not head-to-head.
No.
It's your average points. And so if you happen to win, if you happen to lose, whatever, but it's, you know, if you score, what, 197, that would be
great.
An outstanding night.
Yeah.
So you raise your average points per meet up, and that determines your ranking.
Exactly.
It's all predicated on numbers. So gymnastics team's looking pretty good. Real quick, I feel like we have to talk about softball. Jim Sterk said on the radio, it was covered up by what he said about South Carolina, but he actually spent quite a bit of time talking about the softball program when he went on KTGR on Tuesday night. He said that there have been players that have inquired about transfers. There hasn't been anybody that seriously looked into it yet. They've had the conversation. They said that if they were presented with somebody that wanted to transfer, they would make that happen. So Mizzou sounds, you know, like they'd be open to letting players transfer out in wake of the early wine news, but we haven't had any we haven't had any updates on that because the season starts in a day. The black and gold game is in a day, and then the regular season starts next week. So it's really, I mean, if you're a player on Missouri's team that was appalled or, you know, turned off by the early wine firing, pretty much have to stick with it for a year just because the timing, there's no way to get on a team for next year. But as far as the softball team goes, what do you know about the interim coach that was named on Monday night, Gina Fogue? Mm-hmm. What do you know about her taking over?
Well, Fogue was – she hit a walk-off home run against number one UCLA to send Missouri to the Women's College World Series back in her playing days. So she played under Coach Earlywine. She was an academic, all Big 12 selection. She's been around the program, and she has been on the staff since, I believe, like 2010 or 2012, somewhere in that range. And she's been an assistant coach for the last few seasons, working with outfielders and base running. So she's been around. She knows the players. And she'll look to make a strong impression, I guess. This is her first head coaching gig.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that they fired Coach Earlywine for what they termed was a pattern of behavior or whatever. You know, they just felt like he didn't have the leadership. Right. Yeah. They didn't believe in his leadership. And yet, I mean, of course, Gina Fogue is her own person, but she's somebody who played under Earlywine at Mizzou, coached under Earlywine for a number of years. I mean, I think that's interesting that you have that trust in her. And again, as I said, she's her own person. She has her own philosophy. But somebody who grew up in that system, benefited from that system, had a lot of success in that system, and they say, okay, this is we're going away from what Aaron Earlywine did because we don't believe in his leadership style, but we're going to have Gina Fogue go forward and lead the program. So I think that's interesting that they did that. We'll see how Gina Fogue does. She's somebody that at least the players are familiar with, you know, going into this season. So there'll be a little bit of familiarity, but that'll be an interesting storyline. I think there'll probably be more news that comes out about that. I'm not saying that because I have news. I just feel like there's going to be more that comes out about that as the season goes on. Be excited to hear what the softball team has to say. They meet the media tomorrow after the game. So it'd be our first opportunity to talk to them since Aaron Earlywine was fired. Cameron, do you have any questions to ask Peter about Olympic sports?
I think you covered the bases. I was just kind of shocked that tomorrow's Saturday.
Yeah,
covered the bases. That's a bad softball pun.
Subscribe to Mizzou's Sports Podcast at iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher.